My dear friends, were sons of demons. The living entity receives different types of bodies according to his previous fruitive activities. Thus, he is seen to suffer with reference to his particular body in all conditions of life, beginning with his infusion into the womb. Please tell me, therefore, after full consideration, what is the living entity's actual interest in fruitive activities which result in hardship and misery? Repeat. My dear friends, were sons of the demons, the living entity receives different types of bodies. మీ అందరి శరీరాలు ఒకరకమైన వేరే రిసీవ్ డిఫరెంట్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ బాడీస్ అకార్డింగ్ టు హిస్ ప్రీవియస్ కర్మస్ దట్ ఈస్ సీన్ టు సఫర్ విత్ ది ప్రెసెంట్ బాడీ ఇన్ ఆల్ కండిషన్స్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ బిగినింగ్ విత్ ది ఎంట్రీ ఇన్ టు ది వర్మ్ ప్లీజ్ టెల్ మీ దేర్ ఫర్ After full consideration, what is the real interest in fruitive activities which result in hardship and misery? That means work hard and suffer. Is it right? Everybody all in life has to work hard. But guarantee everybody has to suffer. So, Bhagavatam, Gita teach how to get out. All our life we work. We always see some problems, some issues. Is that right? Our life will be without problems. What do you think? Common sense. Are you working hard to get your admission, to get your rank? Are you working hard or that? Usually you will get fight, competition. That's called hardship. Work very hard. Are you India first? India first? Are you first in India? In your rank? No way. Big, big, bright, bright students are there. That means you have to work very hard. You have to come and in the national rank. Are you at least in the state rank? You have to work more hard. This hard work is not the state rank. More hard. How much time everybody has? 24 hours. So, no matter what you do, you only have 24 hours. You are working for 24 hours, if you cannot come to that, if you cannot make the national rank, very hard life. And then what happens? Misery. Misery. Misery means suffering. Is everybody suffering? Modi is suffering or not? Prime Minister Modi will suffer for that. That's why so many bodyguards will let through. Can Modi go out alone? They will let him live or they will kill him. They'll kill him and suppose body goes alone without any bodyguards. Finish. Then he is suffering. At least you are free. You go on the road. Nobody is going to shoot you to death. If body goes on the road, no guarantee. Till even you will stay on that. Then the bigger person you are, the more risk you are in life. You know? That means a bigger person has no safety. And a small person, if nobody cares. Nobody cares. Suppose you are killed. Will it go into newspapers or not? People like you and me are killed. It makes no news to the country. That means, as a simple man, no value. As a big man, total risk. Then we are happy. Nobody is happy. Thank you. So to complete this sloka, one more paragraph, listen carefully. He is writing comment. Tatpari antara, tatpari. Anuvadam dhaja, tatpari. Anuvadam dhaja, tatpari. Out of his rich experience, out of his purity, he is telling how to live in this world. Karmana daivanetrena jantur devopapataye. This is another sloka from Bhagavatam. The living entity, you receive a particular type of body according to your karma, according to your desires. The material pleasure derived in the world with a particular body is based on sexual pleasure. So everybody is attracted to sexual pleasure. Is that right or wrong? Everybody, right from ant to greatest person. Everybody. So he's saying everybody will get a body, and the pleasure derived from that body is based on sexual pleasure. Yan maitunadi grohamedi sukhammi tushyam. Dogs also have sex pleasure. Cats, and what else? Birds, human beings, that's there. So Prabhupada is asking, this sexual pleasure is available to dogs and cats. You don't need human body. Because you can get the pleasure in the body of cats and dogs. That means human body is meant for a higher thing. That is called to become Krishna conscious. From body consciousness, you chant Hare Krishna, slowly come to Krishna consciousness. Then 24 hours, is sex pleasure 24 hours? Is sex pleasure possible for 24 hours? Not possible. Huh? If it is 24, then you have to say everybody. Doing the same thing all over. It's not possible. You have to do a job, you have to take care of your parents, you have to do so many things. Can you always in sex life? Is it possible? Not possible. Answer. Not possible. Society will not allow you to do that. Same thing. It's Gurmeet Ram Bahir Singh. He had only few times, but still he became a criminal. He did not marry and have a relation with a woman. He had a relation illegal. Illegal relation is a crime or not? It's a crime. So now, just CBI caught him. 15 lakh people, they are trying to create vandalism. Vandalism is gundaism. They are trying to threaten the government. You will release our Guruji or not. Otherwise, we will destroy office, certify to officers, we will certify to vehicles, we will kill, we will attack the police. And what the Supreme Court said, no matter what that guy says, you have to bring him under control. You cannot run a parallel government. But the government is there, you start your own government. No constitution, no police, no governor, I am everything. That means it's a challenge to the country. So Prabhupada is saying, to enjoy sex pleasure, one must work very hard. Suppose without money you want to approach a woman, freely she will accept your work. She will accept your work. She will ask various ornaments. Nagala could have married. Vehicle economy, bank balance economy, the position is another. Or just anybody, just go and they will accept you. Nobody will accept you. So Prabhupada is saying, to enjoy sex pleasure, one must work very hard. And because of such activities, you will get another body. Because you are not trying for God. By your previous karmas, you got this body. By this life karmas, what happens? Next body. Same thing again, this is old age, death. Any body you get, it is old age, death. Can anybody avoid? Can a scientist avoid old age, which is death? Can a scientist avoid? He cannot. Can a rich man avoid? He cannot. Can a swami avoid? Nobody can avoid its old age and death. Only when you can become Krishna conscious, because you have no material desires, no more body. That's all. So, you do your studies, you do your job, you get married, but what you have to try? How to make the mind turn to Krishna? How to turn the mind to Krishna? How to develop attraction, attachment to Krishna? Then you can get out of cycle of birth and death. Otherwise, those karmas, this body. These karmas, next body. Next body karmas, next body. But when you serve Krishna, when you develop, suppose we are sitting here, suppose we have some interest in Krishna, otherwise why we are sitting here? Like that you have to develop interest. When you develop your attachment to Krishna, then while dying, if you can remember Krishna, no birth in this world, Vaikuntha. Alright? So this is the goal of life. You may become doctor, you may marry, you do everything. But the goal is not that thing. Goal is how to develop attraction for God. Now I am ignorant, now I am whimsical, now I am sinful man, eating meat, fish, eggs. What is your wrong? What is your bad habit? You are interested? You like cricket? Honestly. What is your hobby? Huh? Movies. Isn't that it? Watching other women dancing. Right? Very dirty thing. And if you try to do it in the society, immediately you will be in trouble. You will be in trouble. So if you watch it, always what will happen? You cannot control your mind. One day, you make a mistake. So whenever you watch things, suppose you are eating, do you eat spoiled food or do you eat fresh food? So whenever you are watching, you have to see whether it is bad or good or not. Whenever you are watching something, is it useful or is it bad? You have to think on that. You have to think. If you watch bad things, you will also become bad. So don't waste your time. Your studies, in your meantime, you're getting some ISKCON books, or you take Japamala, chant, and come into discipline, so that you can become a really great person. Like that. Like that. So, repeat everybody one time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, if you always chant God's name, Krishna will guide you. Krishna will protect you. Krishna will be intelligent, how to avoid mistakes. Okay? Hare Krishna. Give him also a small book. One card and one mantra. The two mantras are there in the back. So whenever you want to make your mind peaceful and discipline, you chant that mantra. You develop the attraction. Protect. Right? Take prasad. I will give him a small book.